بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنهم يرونه بعيدا ونراه قريبا. وقال تبارك وتعالى: وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى. صدق الله العظيم.
A journey becomes easy when a person understands why he is on the path. He understands where he has to go, and he understands how he has to make it. You see, a king, to be the prince is not an easy thing. It is not that you're just born in the house of a king. Being a prince, you got everyone against you. Which me and you will think that to be a prince, everyone will pamper, everyone will love. It's the opposite. When you are a prince, everyone is against you. The other prince wants to get rid of you. The neighboring country wants to kill you before you become the king. And the king himself understands, if my son grows up and he hasn't got the ability to be a king, then he'd rather be dead. So in love, the father has to say to the son that honor and greatness and ease for you is in difficulty. Honor and greatness and ease for you is in difficulty. Because if you have to become a king, you will have to understand what it means to be a slave. For you to be a warrior, you will have to fight on the ground. For you will understand the hunger of your people, you will have to go hungry. For you to be a king, you will have to one day be a subject, then you can become a king. So when the son looks at the father, then he asks, then how do I do it? The answer will be that to be a king, you will have to leave the kingdom. To be a king, you will have to leave the kingdom. You will become a king in a land where there is no luxury. You will become a king in a land where you will have to work. You will become a king in a land where you will have to suffer. And if you don't want to do it, then you will not become a king. You will enjoy a few lives under your father's shadow. But the day that shadow goes, you gone. When that son takes his bag and he sets out, perhaps his mother also cries. But because he understands a vision, he already saw the kingdom. He saw when his father said, do this, what would happen? A vision is in front of him, a goal. That boy who sets out, you will understand when he goes into a nearby land, he meets a couple of friends. No one among them got a vision, he got a vision. When they are climbing the mountains to fetch water, when they are coming down the mountains, now and then he's attacked by wild animals. Every night when people sit around and they complain that how terrible life is. Why is it that we have to go fetch the water? Why can the water not come to us? Why is it that there must be fights and arguments? Why must there be attacks? Why there must be trials and temptations? When everyone who got no dream complains, the one who got a dream, who got a vision, he looks in the distant land over the mountain. And he says to his friends, if only you knew what lies on the other side. He says, what lies on the other side? He said, I have come here to prepare to become a king. So when you are going up the mountain just to fetch water, for you it's only fetching water. For me it's getting the muscle to one day be the king of a land where I will never have to fetch water again. When you see an action, when you see a battle, for you it is only the battle of today. For me this battle is making me the king of tomorrow. In whatever you see is a problem, I see is the solution to my problem. When you are looking at the world and saying how terrible, I'm looking up beyond the mountain and saying I'm waiting. Because my father did say to me, my son, it is only a few years of separation. And then over the mountain a day will come where you will see my man on a horse. As you will cross the mountain, he will come to say to you, your father is calling you back. But when you come back, you'll have to come like a king. As long as that boy got the vision, when he climbs the mountain, he'll climb it in a different manner as the other. And sometimes he'll say to the other, that soon I'm going to be the king. So why should I not smile for tomorrow? In pain he will smile, in difficulty he will smile. He sleeps under a tree, he will smile because he knows tomorrow I will get my bed. He will see people around him got a lot of good things, but it will have no thrill to him because he will understand I got something better. Me and you came in the world, Allah Ta'ala sent us that you all are the kings of tomorrow. But to be the kings of tomorrow, you will have to be the slave of today. While being a slave, it is a terrible thing to be a slave if there's no kingship after. But that man who has a dream, and he looks at the dream, it's always in front of him, then this entire world becomes a sample and that becomes the real thing. For the one who got no real thing, the sample is everything. I went to the man to look for some material to make my dream cloth. Not being sure what I needed, I asked him for a sample so my wife can decide. The sample that he cut out was never the real thing, it was the sample. It was small, it was not sufficient for my needs. It had its dust, it had its dirt. But it made no difference to my life. I never got angry and said, why the dust? Because I understood when I fell the sample, it was to say to me, this is coming tomorrow. When this world came, it came as a sample. But for the one who hasn't got the real thing, he will cry on the sample. The man who sees that the car of today was to explain to me of the transport of tomorrow. Even if his son takes a nail and scratches the car, the father will say it's only a sample. But the man who got no car today will have to die for the car of today, who got no car tomorrow. For the world who got no dream, they had to dream of dunya. That word dunya meant low. It's supposed to be have high hopes, but you could never go high in a low world. It is so unfortunate today that so many people go for mental counseling. And it is so unfortunate that many Muslims today, in their sincere intention to help many other Muslims, they had to search for a way of removing the depression of the time. But they learnt it from a nation who got no dream. So that system which is called the therapy counseling of today ends like this. That if you want to be happy, have a dream. That's the same thing we are saying. Have a dream. The only problem is their dream has to also end with the dunya. Our dream goes beyond the dunya. Their dream has to end in dunya. So they say to the person, dream of a big house, one day you will get it. Dream of a beautiful woman, one day you will get her. Dream of a lot of wealth, one day you will find it. Mubarak that dream is. But I can tell you one thing, either you will one day get it, but it will come with a lot of problems. The garden will come, but you will need a lot of gardeners. That huge house will come, but you will need someone to clean the house. Perhaps that beautiful girl who you wanted from today, but it might happen the day you finally get her, she is not beautiful anymore. In this world, when you will realize your dream, it might turn out to be a nightmare. Because this world is as that beautiful girl with that golden hair is running towards you, and you running towards her, on every step you getting older and she's getting older. And it's possible before you'll reach, her golden locks has become white. And that last few steps she's now limping. And before you grab her, she goes to the ground or you grow. كَسَرَابٍ بِقِيْعَتِي يَحْسَبُهُ الظَّمْآنُ مَاءً. Allah Ta'ala says that miraj, it's so far. But the one who's thirsty, he moves towards it thinking, that's the water I need. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَهُ لَمْ يَجِدْهُ شَيْئًا. When he finally gets it, he finds, this is not what I expected. Ask that man who dreamt of the riches of the world, when it came in his hand, and he's asked, you got what you want? فَوَجَدَ اللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ. at that time he says, my one leg is already in the qabr. Now he got a beautiful house, but he can't move in his house. That woman always wanted 3 stories. But now she says, who's going to climb to the top to close the curtains? Now she says, can I get a small room? I can't even walk. When the dream ended in dunya, even if the man got his dream, it became a nightmare. Even if he got his dream, it became a nightmare. The counselors or those learning counseling of today should think of this. When Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the last day will not come until it will become so difficult for the people of the world that the man will go past the grave. He will not look and say, I wish I died. يَتَمَرَّهُ الرَّجُلُ عَلَى الْقَبْرِ. He will be ready to roll on the sand. Man with his nice clothing, with his high honor, what will make him roll in distress? فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ صَاحِبَ هَذَا الْمَكَانِ. If only I could be in the grave. In a time where therapy sessions are spreading in the world like anything, and every day a new name comes, and the Mufti is being asked, is this one permissible? He's just studying this one, another 10 came out. He doesn't know what answer to give, he hasn't studied it, another 100 came out. When so many thousands are springing out, when there is so much of medicine in the world, there's not supposed to be anyone sick. When the narration said, as you will go closer, the suicide will become more. As you will go more, the tension will become more. It means that the way they're trying to treat it, they're missing one step. The dream part was right, you have to have a dream. But the dream couldn't be in dunya something small, it had to be something big. Something big couldn't come in something small. For me and you, we are a prince, but not of this world. We're the prince to be the king of the next world. Because that world when we will take our throne, may Allah give us all that throne. It is that world when we will take a throne. In this world you get older by the second, in that world you get younger and stronger by the second. If in this world that old young auntie was becoming old as she came to you, in that world the old auntie becomes younger as she comes to you. Inna ansha'nahunna insha'a faj'alnahunna abkara. Allah says, we made them for you. We made them unique. We designed them unique. We made them new for you every time you use them. فَجَعَلْنَاهُنَّ أَبْكَارًا عُرُوبًا أَطْرَابًا. Of the right age, of the right character, they just click with you. It could be your own wife, old wife, own wife and old wife. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ مِنَ الْمُنْشَآتِ. From the one who Allah will redesign, will be اللَّائِ كُنَّ عَجَائِزْ فِي الدُّنْيَا. Those old women in this world, their eyes had become weak, they couldn't even see. Your old wife. But when you look at her, then you can smile. She'll get angry and say, who are you thinking about? You say, my dream girl. She'll lift up the frying pan, who? He say, you my dream girl. Because in that world, your oldness will become young. Every time I'll meet you, I'll become stronger for you, you'll become more beautiful for me. In this world, get the most beautiful of women. You know your own body will not manage it. This world is a world of drought. It is a world to see the sample and order the real thing. It is not the world to ask for the sample. There is a throne to be taken in that world. That when you will sit on the throne, you can be sure that your kingdom now will never be overthrown. In this world, the king sits on the throne. As soon as he sits, he hears that his brother is trying to overthrow him. As soon as he sits here, someone has attacked his son. There is a world coming there where you will hear that today I am happy with you. لا أسخط بعده أبدا. After today I'll never become angry with you. Your kingdom will never be overthrown. It's a world where your every thought وَلَحْمٍ وَلَحْمِ طَيْرٍ مِمَّا يَشْتَغُونَ وَحُورٌ عِينٌ. Whatever meat you will want will prepare it for you how you want. In this world the prince had to fish. But as he was fishing and the fish wasn't biting, he was not bothered. Because he knew when I come the king, I will just order the fish. He said, if I have to stay hungry 5 days in this world, it doesn't matter. Because the time will come where I will never see hunger again. Our dream is beyond the mountain. And if we understand that as our dream, then the difficulties of today will become our solution to make us for tomorrow. When a man will say, this world is not good, you will say, this world can't be good. A sample is meant to come with its dust. A sample is meant to be small. A sample is meant to come with problems. The garden of today has to come with weeds. The beautiful hair that you have today has to come with its lice. The beautiful skin that you get today has to come with its pimple. When you look in the mirror, don't get shocked when you see the pimple. That pimple is a reminder from Almighty Allah that remember, the skin of today is the sample, the real one is coming tomorrow. In the kindness of Allah had He made that everything of this world had no fault, then perhaps when we held the rose and we never got pricked with the thorn, we would have started saying, this is the real thing. As soon as the thorn pricked me and I saw the blood, it said to me, I'm not the real thing. I have come to invite you to a world where there will be roses with no thorns. Your wife in this world is not the real thing, and you are not the real thing. You are a sample to tell her what your husband will be in that world. She is a sample to tell you what she will be in that world. She will be the queen of queens, you will be the king of kings. But if you forget the sample, or if we die for the sample, then as we hold that sample, you will find it will not make us happy here. It will not make us happy in the grave. We are not going to get happy in the next. Every day that prince will argue, why must I carry water to the top? Every day he'll complain, why must I carry water to the bottom? While complaining of this world, that messenger will come over the mountain to say, your father has come to ask, are you ready to go back? As he sees the messenger, he becomes more sad. He becomes more upset that I'm not ready to become a king. He doesn't want to be in this world. He doesn't want to go over the mountain. When he hears death, he gets scared. And then sometimes you heard he committed suicide. He's scared to die and he is dying. Because everything became the sample. May Allah make this one. Hazrat Maulana Abul Hasan Ali Dadwi Rahimullah gave a unique bayan at the time Masjid al-Aqsa fell into the hands of the Yahud. It shocked the whole Muslim world, shocked them. Surrounded by Muslims, how did a small handful of Jews manage to take Al-Aqsa? So much of theories were given, so much of seminars were held. He was a master of the language, he was a master of knowledge, understanding of Quran. He also went. In one of the lectures, the man spoke about what was the problem, what was the strategy that never worked. If the battle has to take place next time, what should be done? He started the bayan and he said, in different angles people have touched on the topic. They looked at it from the military side, from the monetary side, from every side. He did not hit anyone down. He said, everyone looked at it in a unique angle. I just want to remind you of one more angle. He said, it seems we are shocked today. How did the Muslim world collapse? He says, I will say something which perhaps will not hit too nice with you at the beginning, but you will understand it when you think about it. He says, because the aeroplane of Islam for so many years flew so high, the people of Islam felt that this plane can never crash to the ground. He says, today when it crashed, everyone got shocked and said, what happened to the plane? He said, what happened to the plane is, the fuel that had sent the plane up, they forgot with the passing of the years. فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدِ Life has carried on. I grew up as a Muslim. My father is a doctor. My father is a lawyer. My father is a Maulana. I'm relaxed. Everything is easy for me. What must I worry about? I inherited my Islam. I never have to learn my Islam. The teacher came to me. I never have to go to the teacher. I was sleeping in the bed. The Nazim told me, wake up, wake up. I said, can't you just leave me today? I never had to work. I inherited. I wanted to be the prince who never went to find himself as a king. I wanted to become the king immediately. فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدِ He said, they forgot to refuel. They forgot to refuel. The fuel that pushed them so high, and it kept them so high, the fuel was coming out as generations passed. And when the fuel emptied, then it was only natural that the plane of Islam had to come down. Then he said, but it is not a cry. It is a plea, let's refuel. He said, he said, please let us refuel and you will see the aeroplane go up. Then he said, what is that fuel that took it up? He said, what was that nation when Allah's Nabi reached them? Were they an aeroplane at that time? He said, they were under the ground at that time. They were not the leaders of the world culture, they were under the culture. They were killing their own people. Where would they have ever been taught to be looking after the woman of the world? He made the aeroplane and he put it up. He said, what did he do which made everything around them trivial and it made them now move towards the skies? He says, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described paradise to them in such a manner. He spoke of it so many times. He painted it so beautifully. He brought it so close to them that every Sahabi felt, if I put my hand, I will grab it. And then could not touch it. He asked, O Allah's Nabi, what is stopping me from jumping into the garden? He said, at that time, he said, it is one bridge. It is called the bridge of death. So beautiful the dream of Jannah is, that the most sour thing of the world, death, even that becomes enjoyable. Even that bridge, he said, forget the old man who understood. That young child was told, you too young for the battle, you will have to go home and grow up. As he walks, he cries. His father says, what is wrong? He says, oh my father, I have not been allowed to go. To go for what? For my dream. The boy is crying, why? Because death has been pulled away from him. The father becomes upset, and he goes to plea, why? That, O Allah's Nabi, why are you keeping my son away from what? Mawlana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi said, hear the father talk, as though the father said, my son wants to die, why don't you let him die? Said, which man in the world will ever say, my son wants to go, let him go? He said, we reached a time where the boy, if he says, my father, I want to go, the father will hold him back. Because the father forgot the dream, the boy forgot the dream, the mother forgot the dream. He said, let us bring that dream back in our life. We have to see this dream so many times. We have to hear of this dream so many times. When a man sees the same dream 3 times, he wakes up and he sends a message, can you interpret my dream for me? I know normally it's not nice, but because I saw it the second, I saw it the third, I noticed something in this dream. Me and you through Quran have been shown a dream every day. This is our dream. The only thing is I have to introduce myself to the dream. When I see a woman, I see the sample of something better. When I hear of death, I understand someone has already gone into his garden. When I look at the grave, I can see Rawdatun min Riyadil Jannah. When I hear music of this world, I have to close my ear because I hear something better. There is something beyond that. If I can hear it, my life will change. If I become blind to it, my life will fall. In the world of hunting, there is something called a mating call. Mating call means that you don't have to go look for the animal anymore. It's understood the animal got desire. So they created an instrument which the hunter blows. And it resembles the call of the real animal. It's not the real one, it only resembles. If that animal who is the prize of the hunter, if his ear is not open to the real call, he will fall in the trap of the mating call. That animal which understood my enemy is with a gun, I heard his footsteps, I can smell him, the wind is blowing. You see that animal looking around, it knows there's danger in the front. Me and you also know it. Every time we set, we say times are very hard. But as soon as we go out, we fall in the hard time. That animal itself is saying the hunter is out. The animal is smelling, the animal is sniffing, the animal is looking, the animal is listening. Everything tells it the hunter is for you. And then the call comes. That one call which is called working on the desire. Something was put and that animal forgets everything. It forgets the smell. It forgets the wind. It forgets that one bird that is chirping and saying, don't go, don't go, don't go. Because in light of that desire, the animal just starts walking. As it walks, it starts trotting, running. It becomes oblivious of every sign. What the animal must, if that animal had allowed the other ear to hear the real call, it would have immediately picked up, this is fake. It would have immediately picked up, this is fake. It would have listened one time, and you would have said, this is not the real call. He would have looked at dunya in the wealth of dunya, and he would have seen through dunya that behind it is nothing. Either the wealth will remain and I'll die, or I'll die, I'll remain and the wealth will be stolen. He would have seen a husband and wife smiling so much, and he said, that's the life I wanted. If he had heard the real thing, he said, no, that's the life I wanted. I want a life where I don't become old, they becoming old. They're smiling in front of me, but I don't know behind the scene. I want a life where in that world, the love of my spouse for me will be so evident that if I wish to look through her also, I will see the love she has for me within her also. That is my dream. I will be saved from the shot of the lion when I start introducing my ear, my eye, my mind, my heart to what's on the other side. I have to start hearing the woman of Jannah calling. That will make me smile. I have to hear her as sweet as possible. So the day my wife shouts me, and she becomes grumpy, and she goes in a mood, and the older they become, I become more grumpy, she becomes more grumpy. And now she says something, I can smile. And why I'm smiling? Because I'm thinking of the day when you will become sweet again. I got a world, I got a dream, that dream is real. Don't die for this one. He said, so close it has to be made that every child wants to say to his father, Daddy, I want it. And then you'll say, oh my son, there's only one thing stopping you, it's death. Then death is not something we fear. It is that prince that is looking at the top of the mountain every day. That for how long I'm still going to carry, water I will carry, but my eye is waiting from the messenger of my father. When that angel of death comes over the mountain, may Allah make it for me and you, it be honor. That the da'i towards the Rabb of the entire universe has come to say, oh my servant, Mubarak to your slavery, now be ready to become the king. Mubarak to your slavery, be ready for your kingdom. We have to see death in a manner that we say to the angel, Mubarak to your coming. As he comes towards, we run towards. Whoever understands the journey and he sees his goal, then everything on the journey becomes easier. However, the person will ask one question, that I got a problem, I'm not seeing that. I'm forgetting the dream. How do I manage to reach where I have to reach? Because I'm so scared, what if that angel comes and says, come? So you hear the person saying, I'm too scared to go. How will I stand in front of Allah? So now is the second point, which very fast we will try and wrap it. Before the father sends the prince out, before the king sends his prince out, he says to him, in that land there will be many who will try to kill you. There will be many who will desire you must not come back to me. There will be many a time where you will need special powers. There will be attacks launched on you from all sides. And then he hands his son a sword. And he says, my son, understand the power of your sword. Wherever there's an attack, let your hand immediately pull out your sword. I have trained you how to use the sword. Your hand is able to use the sword. It moves with your hand. It hits behind, it hits in front. There is no enemy that will come in front, except with your sword you will manage to cut it. When Allah sends me and you, through the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from every nation that ever came, me and you were given the most unique of all swords. That sword is called our Quran. That sword is called our Quran. Understand the power of the sword. Nabi Musa alayhi salam stood up in front of Almighty Allah on his first meeting. Allah tabarakala said, what's in your hand? He said, it is asai, my stick. It's in the right hand. Ma tilka bi yaminika. Our Quran is in our right hand. He said, what's that? It was a stick. He asked Musa alayhi salam, for what? Musa alayhi salam said, I rest on my stick. I hit on the branches, the leaves will come. He understood the stick to be a stick. Almighty Allah explained and showed Musa alayhi salam what happens to a stick when the command of Allah goes through the stick. That staff became different from every staff. A created wood. Where did the power of Allah move through? Musa alayhi salam was told, throw it down, it became a serpent. It became so powerful, he became scared of his own power. Then he goes in the court of Firaun. Firaun gathers the magicians of the time of Egypt, the best of the best. Every one of them got politics with the other. I want to be the mightiest of all magicians. On that day they forget all their politics. They said, we will unite against Musa. We will unite our magic. If you ask today, what is it? We will say, it's a united world of evil. They united against every Musa that is around. The united world of evil. They threw every stick of theirs. From one side the stick of television, one side the stick of magazine, one side the stick of the phone. If a father, a mother, a person, a murabbi says, well, I managed to carry on fighting this way and that way. My son is in front of me. I'll have to make sure the lion doesn't bite him. I'll have to make sure the wolf doesn't take him. The father asks, how can I make sure in such an environment my son doesn't get pulled away? How long is the father going to worry of the son that lion will attack the father? The time has come that the father himself has to understand what his power is and what the son's power is. The son must understand the power. Everyone must stand as a warrior. Musa alayhi salam saw sticks coming in front of him. Each one looked like a snake. Every snake got its own different poison. With each one's bite, a different condition will go. We live in a world of poison. The poison that's hitting the minds of us, the heart of us. يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ سِحْرِهِمْ أَنَّهَا تَسْعَى فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَى. Musa alayhi salam saw it coming from every direction. Won't you feel scared? I feel scared when I go in the world. You feel scared. And when we look at our children, we get even more scared. فَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَى. Mufassirin say, Musa alayhi salam had one fear, that there are so many people behind me. If I fall today, what will happen to them? If I fall today in front of the fitan, what happens to my family? Will iman remain in my progeny? فَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَى. قُلْنَا لَا تَخَفْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْأَعْلَى. Almighty Allah said, what are you scared about? It has already been written that you are the highest. All he had to do is فَأَلْقِ مَا فِي يَمِينِكَ. What power you enjoy, now use your power. تَلْقَفْ مَا صَنَعُوا. Put your stick down, it will swallow everything. One swallow, one serpent, one gulp, years, months of magic, years of preparation, forget the magic. فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَى. Even the magician fell to the ground. Even the magicians fell to the ground. Allah tabarak ta'ala now introduced us. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam introduced us. A man said to Ali radiallahu anh something about what was happening in the era. Ali radiallahu anh said, قَدْ سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولُ. I heard the Nabi of Allah saying, سَتَكُونُ فِتَنٌ. A lot of trials are going to come. He said, I asked, فَمَنْ نَجَاتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Then what is فَمَا الْمَخْرَجُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. What will be my exit? He said, كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. It is the book of Allah. نَبَأُ مَنْ قَبْلَكُمْ وَخَبَرُ مَنْ بَعْدَكُمْ. It will show you how it happened. It will show you what's going to happen. وَحُكُمُ مَا بَيْنَكُمْ. It will make the decision for all of you. هُوَ حَبْلُ اللَّهِ الْمَتِينَ. This is that rope you will have to hold on to. والذكر الحكيم. This is that advice that will show you the path. والصراط المستقيم. This is everything. Ali radiallahu anhu said, خذ هذا. This is what you need. You want a makhraj. Understand the power of Quran. It is a sword that will cut through every evil. Musa alayhi salam's stick was a stick, a creation of this world. And through it went the divine command of Allah. It became a miraculous weapon. Our Quran is not a created stick. Our Quran is the miracle uncreated itself. In every dhamma, fatha, kasra of our Quran is the divine command of Allah. before Qiyamah, when Quran will be lifted, that Dhamma will be lifted. That Dhamma being lifted showed Allah's full tajalli is in that Dhamma. The full tajalli of the Dhamma. It started with Al-Fatiha, which opened every door. It ended with Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq. That you really think you can't open, then say, I enter into the protection of the Rabb who opens everything. Bi Rabbil Falaq. In the middle is your Surah Kahf. The worst that the world could ever expect, they call it Min Fitanid Dajjal. From the time of Adam alayhi salam till Qiyamus Sa'ah, no trial worse than what is known as the trial of Dajjal. Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, then what? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke. He spoke of the power of the whole surah. He spoke of the power of 10 ayat of the surah. He spoke of the power of 3 verses of the surah. 3 verses of Surah Kahf to destroy the greatest trial that the world will ever see. Then what is the power of the entire Quran? The king put it in the hand of the prince that take it. Was it going to be a huge and mighty sword? The king said, you got a long journey, I will make it light for you. It became light on our tongues, it became light on our hearts, it became light on our hands. Wherever you wanted to go, I will make it a pocket size for you. You will put it in your pocket, whenever you want to, you will open. When you will open your Quran, it will surround you with magical dust. When you will read Surah Kahf, it will cover your entire body from all sides. You read the entire surah from the heavens to the earth, you are surrounded. When you will read it, you will become light. You will shine to the heavens. A house that is dark, the rats will enter. The snakes will enter. The spiders will enter. Will you fight with all of them, or you will put on a light? This Quran is that light. That house where Quran comes, everything becomes light. Now the rat has to go. No one chases him, he goes running. The spider goes out, the snake doesn't even come in. Every one of us are worried of our progeny. We have to be also worried about ourselves. We have to be worried of our wife. Everyone has to learn the power in his right hand. And that power has to be used. This is not only a book of thawab, that for every verse you will get 10 ayat. So the day you become old and your one leg is in the grave, now take your Quran and start building your Jannah. This is our shield. This is our sword. This cleans the mind. It cleans the heart. It cleans the body. It cleans the people around me. If you say times are hard, then it means read more Quran. If you say it's too difficult, then you say increase your tilawat. If your push-ups of 50 is not creating a muscle, then you'll have to make it into 100. If your one para is not changing you, then make it into 2. But read it with the azmat that this is my sword. And when you will open it, no lion, no bear, no monkey, nothing of this world will stand in front. Mujaddid al-Faisani rahimullah, when he was born or just before being born, his father had a dream. In the dream he sees from his inside, something comes out, it's a light, it sits on the chair in front and it makes into a shape of a man. Then in front of the man, some bears come, some monkeys come, some swine come. And then in front of this person, looking in front, he makes an indication, and someone is just slaughtering all those animals. Bears are being slaughtered, monkeys are being slaughtered, swine are being slaughtered. He goes to the wali of the era. He says, what is this? He says, it seems from your inside, Allah is going to take out a child. In front of that child, the bears, meaning the zulm of this world, will mean nothing. He'll slaughter it. In front of this child, the monkeys, meaning the mockery and the games and the filth, what is monkey nature, it will be slaughtered. In front of this child, swine, which means filth and dirt, it will be slaughtered. One child, how could he make one indication? This Quran has made me and you that one also. If that Quran becomes in one indication, and in front of this individual, وَلَوْ أَنَّ قُرْآنًا سُيِّرَتْ بِهِ الْجِبَالِ أَوْ قُطِّعَتْ بِهِ الْأَرْضِ أَوْ كُلِّمَ بِهِ الْمَوْتَى. Had there been a Quran, Quran means something to read. Had there been something to read, which you would have used to remove the mountain from in front, and send it flying, and you could have used to cut into the earth, and it could used to make the dead come alive, and you could speak to them again, لَكَانَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. Then this is what you're looking for. It is this Quran that will speak to the dead heart, and it will make an Umar of yesterday into the Umar of tomorrow. It has made million dead come alive. It is this Quran, it went into a barren area, it cut to the ground, and the waters of ilm, the waters of hidayat, khankas and madaris, all came. You say, what happened? You said, one man of Quran settled in this land. It is this Quran in front of which the armies of shaitan came, mountains and mountains. In front of the people of Quran, mountains were removed. It is this Quran. We have a journey which is beyond the mountains. That is our goal, it is Jannah. We have been created as princes. May Allah let us live up to the promise we made to our master. When we said Bala, he said, Alastu bi Rabbikum. It was the king who said to the prince, will you come back to become a king? The son said, my father, I promise. Me and you also said, my Allah, I promise. That boy said, I will live up to the promise of my father. Me and you, may Allah make it, we live up to the promise we made to our Rabb. There's a world on that state we are going to, and we have given our sword. Don't ever become oblivious of our weapon. This is our end beginning, this is our ending. Last sentence. When we go in this world, whether it's a physical sickness, and definitely when it's a spiritual sickness, first our hand goes to our sword. And then we look for anything else to also help. So if I get sick, I first don't phone the doctor, and then I said, and I'll read one, two surahs. First I will read my Quran, because that's my sword. And then I will say, this world got sabab and asbab, phone one doctor. Which doctor? Any doctor. Because he is not so important, this is so important. First I will look at my sword, and then I will just ask for some help. And when spiritual attacks come, I cannot say, well, I managed to secure, well, I managed to block, well, I managed to see everything my son, daughter goes on, well, I follow every sight, I will also do that. But first I will use the sword. I will read Quran, and I will say to my son, you also have to learn how to read Quran. I will say to my wife and my daughter, I will say to my mother and my father, you got your own sword, I got my sword. We all being attacked, let us fight this war in front of Talqaf ma sana'u. Shaitaniyat will be devoured. We will be the Musa of the era. Innaka anta al-a'la. You have been made to be high. May Allah tabaraka let this dream of ours be realized. Make us the kings of tomorrow. Make us min ahlil Quran. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.